Two men who came to the rescue of a British couple after their vehicle crashed into a creek at the bottom of a 170-foot embankment have been recognized for their heroics. Ashcroft RCMP say the couple was visiting BC in June 2022 when the incident occurred. Mark and Janet Brimicombe had visited family in Vancouver and were driving on Highway 99 about an hour west of Kamloops when their vehicle went through a roadside fence, plummeted down the embankment and ended up in Hat Creek, where it began filling up with water. Both Brimicombes were injured and the situation was precarious, police say. Two other motorists who saw what happened went into action. Ken McKenzie of Lac La Hache and Nicholas Frose of Kelowna made their way down the embankment and opened the sunroof as water continued to fill the vehicle. They got the couple out and led them up the steep hill to the road, giving them first aid and calling 911. The Brimicombes were treated at Royal Inland Hospital in Kamloops, with police noting their injuries could have been worse if the two men hadn't done what they did. Frose and McKenzie both received commanding officer commendations in recognition of their bravery and selfless actions. Mr. Frose and Mr. McKenzie acted quickly and decisively in a dangerous situation, said Const. Richard Wright, Ashcroft RCMP. Their actions and aftercare for the Brimicombes were exceptional. The Brimicombes were able to return home to the UK. This award is so richly deserved, they said. The road accident was a most distressing and disorientating event. We had rolled down into the river 170 feet below, and ended up out of sight of the road. Our rescuers were brave, calm, and quick-thinking. Once they realized we were still alive, they came down and helped us to get out of the car, cross the river and up the very steep embankment. We still think of them and can't bear to think of what would have happened had they not been there. Not a day goes by that we do not thank God for being alive. They also expressed gratitude to police, the ambulance crew and staff at the hospital. Each of them was supportive and contributed much to our healing, they said. British Columbia can be rightly proud of such brave citizens and the staff of their public services.